Well, no. The Chol Hadomin Shetunim Matan Dam Liyisoid, that all the dams of Zrika. Rashi says, if you made your Zrika, if there's any dam left over in the Kli, you have to put leftover dam on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. It is a mitzvah to put the Shirayim on the Yisoid, on the foundation of the Mizbeach. How do I know this? Talmud, the prophet says, V'dam Zuchach Yishpoich. So here you see, we're using this Pasuk for Shirayim, for the leftover blood, not for the Ika Zrika. So once it's true, but Nafkulei Midi Rebbe, we learn that, that's also known from Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Yoima, V'yanisha V'dam Yimotzei. Shantalon V'dam, Matalon V'dam, V'shlelman, V'lelman, V'lelman, V'lelman. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. We'll just start over again from the Gemara. The Gemara on Langovan Bay says like this. Again, the Tanur Rabbonin. Minayin lenisna mizbech achitzon shenosna v'maton acha shekipur. How do we know the loch of the Mishnah that the dam that's supposed to go on the mizbech achitzon, that if you only put one zrika, you have your kaporum? Kamaloyim, the Pasuk says, V'dam zivrochecho yishofech. V'dam zivrochecho yishofech. So we dash, and as long as you made one shvicha, you have a kapara. So where's the question? Is this pasuk for Hayel or could Yosef pasuk come for this? From the boiler like Katanya, we need the pasuk for different adrosha. We need it for this. Like this, minayin we learned. Minayin lechol hadomim she'tunin matin dam liyisoid. How do we know there's a loch of shirayim? That any dam that's left over in the kli after the kabbalah, after you make the zrika, that the dam left over, you have to pour it to the side of the Mizbeach, to the base of the Mizbeach. How do we know this? Talmud Leim, so we dash in our post that says, V'dam Zifuchach Yishofech. Smash, now our post is talking about the Shirayim. Left over dam, there's a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbeach. So you cannot learn out from this post that the Ikah Zrikah, you crush it with one Zrikah. You can't say Yishofech means only one Zrikah. Here we dash in Yishofech means spilling the left over dam on the Mizbeach. Smurfs are true, but I'll tell you, Nafkalei mid Rebbe. Learn it out from Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, V'hanisha bedam yimotzei. When the Pasuk says, V'hanisha, the leftover blood, yimotzei. Rashi says, B'chatis leif sid. This Pasuk is talking about by an oif that's brought for a chatis. It says, V'hanisha yimotzei. V'hanisha yimtzo hevra l'michta. The Shira said, Yimtza. And how come it says, V'hanisha ba'adam yimtza? So, it's extra. Simone says, Shein tamlim ba'adam. Really, the word dam is extra. Pshit, we're talking about the dam. It says, the leftover dam. So, what does that have to say the word ba'adam? It just should have said, V'hanisha yimotze. So, what does it say the word dam here? Simone says, V'fishle lamad nuvelo lenisnin matin dalid she'tunin matin domin liyisoid. We only know that a chatis, that's totally Dalad Zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbeach. There it has a loch of the Shirayim, the leftover dam of it should be spilled onto the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. But Shah Domim, other Karbonis, that did not have to make four Zrikas. Minayin, how do we know? But any other Karbon, also there's a mitzvah Shirayim that the leftover dam should be put on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. Talmud Lema, that's our Josh over here. V'yanisho badam yimotzei. It says an extra word badam here by chatis leif. Shein tam lema badam. It doesn't have to say the word badam. And not tam lema badam. How come it says the word badam over here? And even it comes to teach us, akol hadomim shetunim matadomim yisoid, that any type of zrik, any time there's a mitzvah zrika sadam on the mizbeach, so the loch is the leftover zrik in the kli, the leftover dam in the kli of the kabbalah, there's a mitzvah to put it onto yisoid of the mizbeach. So the text says we have this Yosha over here to teach us that all the Domin, there's a Shirayim to be put on the Yisoi, we have the first Pasuk extra. Therefore our first Pasuk that we dash in V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech, that could be extra to teach us that even one Zrika is Mechaper. Tomorrow says no, the Akati still. Lohochi, the Yosha, is it true that what you're saying, that this Pasuk V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech is coming to teach us that even with one Zerika Saddam, you have a Kaporo, for the more still, me boyly, we need this post to look at the time like we learned. We learned, me na yin lin nisnin bezrika, shen nosnin bezrika yotso. How do you know Dam that was supposed to be put in Zrika. And now instead of doing Zrika, you put it with a Shlicha, that's your Yotza. So Rashi learns like this, Minayin l'nistam b'zrika means, Kol ha'domim, shekosta ben Zrika, kegoyin oylo korbenoylo shlomim v'yoshom, t'chziv bu v'zorku, o b'cho t'chziv v'yaz domom t'zrik, the whole Zrika merochik. What does a Zrika mean? It means you're standing a little bit far away from the corner, and you throw it, you throw it from the kli onto the mizbeach. That's the way you do a zrika. Now shricha means you're just standing right next to the mizbeach and just pour it on top of it. So how do we know that the kabbonis that says a zrika, if you make a shricha, you stand close and just pour it onto the mizbeach, but also you yotza, it's good. Tam leim with dashin al posik. Rashi says, "Kol zvokim b'mash, with mash many korban there is, you'd be yotze with a shricha." So again, it's not extra to teach us that with one zrika you yotze, but rather say to teach us that if you do a ma'aser shricha, also you're makayim. But maybe you have to have four shrichas, or at least two. Tomorrow it says, "I'll tell you, sov olok Rebbe Kiva, the old like Rebbe Kiva, the yom of Rebbe Kiva says." Loi zrika b'chlal shvicha, v'loi shvicha b'chlal zrika. He argues, enichman, mikon Rebbe Kiva, it's no good. And if you make taka shvicha when you're supposed to make a zrika, it's not yotza. So kon Rebbe Kiva, good our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says, even with one zrika, you're mekayim the kapora, that's because the kon Rebbe Kiva, we darshan from the posuk with dam yizavachach, yishofech, that one shvicha, one zrika is enough. It's not, because it's going like this. Gemara in Pesachim, Beirach Birchas HaPesach, they made a bracha on the Korban Pesach, so Poter Rech Shel Zevach. It also passes the Korban Chagiga that they bring in Abosah. Rashi says like this, Beirach Birchas HaPesach, Poter Rech Shel Zevach, Chagiga Sabosah, Shaboyim HaPesach. Now with the Korban Pesach, you also used to shech the Korban Shalom Chagiga. She shech Abu Mu, when you had a lot of people there, and you wanted everybody to eat the Korban Pesach Allah Saiva, so first you eat from the other korban, the korban shlomim, and then they eat the korban pesach. The running to sefton sochim that Allah pesach on the korban pesach. Who in there when you eat from the korban, you say Baruch Ato Hashem Asher Kishonim Atos Vesivonu Lech Olah Pesach. The Yahlah Zevach when you eat a chagiga, you say Asher Kishonim Atos Vesivonu Lech Olah Zevach. That's the korban. That's the broth you make on a regular korban. It says over there. We embirach ala Pesach, Poter Rech HaZevach, you bring them together, and you make the brach on the Korban Pesach, that part is the other piece of meat, the other meat of the Chagiga also. That's what the Gemara says, that again, Berach Birch HaPesach, we make the brach on the Korban Pesach, Poter Rech HaZevach. But Shel Zevach, we only make the brach on Asher Kishon, we talk about Tivonu Lech HaZevach, Loi Poter Rech HaPesach, this does not help, to part of the Korban Pesach, like it's not Mavuyu enough. Here's Rabbi Shmuel. These are words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Loizu peterizu, loizu peterizu. No, not the broch on the Korban Pesach, part is the Korban Zevach, and not the broch on this, part is this. So Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva, Oymer, Einzu peterizu. The left leader knows that Lenisnim Vizrika, Shinosnim Vizrika Yotze, he doesn't know from this. Do de Pesach Vizrikom, that the Korban Pesach is the Shrichim of the Dance for Echa Yishofech Nachman on the Kamon. The Tate Loi Derashtiminei. So that's what the Kiva says, each one is a separate, you can't mix up one with the other. Because the Korban is supposed to be brought to Shricha, cannot be brought to Zricha, to Zricha. Ma'ashenken Rabbi Shmuel says, the Rashi says, we thought Rabbi Shmuel holds that Zricha is the Chlal Shricha, that Zricha is also the Chlal Shricha. Therefore, Matan Dam Shlom Shkosa Bozrika, Bechlau Matan Dam Pesach is just like a Pesach that says Shricha. Therefore, if you make a broch on the Berich, on the Pesach, it passes the Zevach. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Zevach is Bechlau a Pesach. But even though the Korban Pesach is done with Shricha, but as the Korban has to be done with Shricha, a Shricha is also kosher on it. And therefore, the broch of a Pesach applies to a Zevach also. My Shaykin, according to Rabbi Kiva. That a korban that needs a zrika, like all the kabbonis. If you make a shvich, you're not yotza, so it has no cycle to korban pesach, it has to be done with shvicham. Therefore, the bracha on the korban pesach cannot part of the other zevach. So you see, Rav Kiva Shita is that a zrika and a shricha are two different things, and one does not help for the other one. So therefore, according to Rav Kiva, it's good. The pasuk Damos Uchecha Yishoshech is actually to teach us that with one zrika you have a kapara. The Gemara still says, still no. Akati still lahochi udiyosa. It's true that the pasuk comes of Damos Uchecha for this purpose. Akat lahochi udiyosa. The chur miboyle, we need it lekretanya, like we learned. We learned that Yishmael and Yishmael says mitoich shenema. Since the pasuk says ach b'chor shor, oy b'chor kesef, oy b'chor eiz, that lomadno comes to teach us this pasuk in the midbar that lebchor shetoyin matin domim, that a b'chor also has to have a regular matin domim. Says ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, oy b'chor eiz, because a b'chor needs matin domim. The Emurim are got in Mizbeach, and you have to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. But still, Meister of Pesach, you know, how do you know by Korban Meister, or by Korban Pesach, also has the same thing. There was a Mitzvah, there was a Rikas Dam, and there's a Chila, and there's an Emurim that has to be burned. Talmudim, the Pesach says, the Dam is the Rechecha Yishofich, and now Pesach in the Devarim, that's the Rebuy. But even by a Bechor, even by a Meister and a Pesach also, there's Zerikah's Dam. So, Chura, how do we dash in to teach us the next that one Zerikah is Mechapel? So, Moshe, I'll tell you, Sovulor K'Reb Yosi Aglili. I'll tell you, our Tan holds like Reb Yosi Aglili. That he says, what Rashi says, Yomar, Pesach the Zerikah. That the Meister Korn Pesach could also be the Mitzvah's the Zerikah. And he learns it out in the S Domom, like Siv Domoi, the lake of Abuchol Lechudei. Word like this, Mor says. The Tanya read like this. Rabbi Yitzhak Lila Oimer. Domoi Lenemer doesn't say the word Domoi. Ela Domom says the word Domom. By Bechol, it doesn't just say it's Dam, but says rather Domom. Chelboi Lenemer doesn't just say to burn its Chelav of a Bechol. Ela Chelbom. It says Lashon Rabin. Mashu more than just the Bechol needs this. So Limna comes to teach us Al Bechor Maisu Pesach, that in all three types of Kavonis, whether it's a Korban Bechor, the firstborn, whether it's a Korban Maisu Behemoth, the tenth one, whether it's a Korban Pesach, that Shetoyin Matin Domim, the Emurim Gavim Mizbeach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's still, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, it's still extra the Pesach Vedamas Vechach Yishofech, that's chapter in our Mishnah, that holds with one Zerika, you have a Kapor. Now the Gemara's question though, but Rabbi Shmuel, Haikra Mapad Lelihocho, or Mapad Lelihocho. By the Chul, according to Rabbi Shmuel, this one postic of the Damas of the Rechech Yishofech is making two drushes. One drush we just said, now we're dashing, that not only a Korban Bechor needs Matan Domin, but even a Meister Beim and a Pesach. How does he know it? From the post of Damas of the Rechech Yishofech. And before the Chul, it's Mashma, how does Rabbi Shmuel know to say, not like Rabbi Kiva, that a korban is supposed to be done with zrika? If you do it with shrika, it's also good. The chur from the same pasuk, dams v'rachach yishofech. The chur according to the chur according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're learning out two things from the same pasuk. How could he use this one pasuk, mapach leli hocha or mapach leli hocha? The master of the nechnami, I'll tell you, trei tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Start the two different tanoim. The tana that says this to Rabbi Shmuel, that the pasuk is for meister and a korban pesach. He does not hold that the other Tanin Rabbi Shmuel, they say they come teach us that a Zerika is good with a Shricha. And the one that says it's teaching us that even with a Shricha Yotzah, the Taka does not learn that the other one to say it's for Bechor, for Maisa Behema and for Korban Pesach. And Echnami, it's two Tanoim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says, this friend of Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukum Lo Kulu Bechor, this one according to Rabbi Shmuel that this prophet, Ach Bechor Shoy, Bechor Kesav, and Bechor Eiz. It's only talking about a Korban Bechor, and I need a Rebuy for Maisa, and for Pesach. I know this, then it's good the Pesach says, Obsorim Yilchor, that's like this Matman Kuna, that the boss of the Korban Bechor goes to the Kohen. But there will be Reb Yosef, the Korban Reb Yosef Shita, the Mukum Lenami B'Maisa Pesach, that this Pesach is also talking about, a Korban of a Maisa Behema, and a Korban Pesach, so that the Gemara, Meister of Pesach, Bailam Achilei. Like the Chur of the Bailam need it. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. Doctor, you say it says the Bsar Nilachom that goes all together, both on the Bechor and on the Korban Pesach, There are two different halachas. One is talking about the owner, and one is talking about the kohen. Doctor says, "Tamu b'son yilucho." Gemara says, "Ma'ya b'son yilucho." The mitzvah is like this: Echatam v'yechad b'amum. If he's a teacher, kohen, Rashi says, "Mi'elam l'shem rabim l'nokat kol kamo."